Okay, here's a little secret part of the episode where I'm just gonna sit around and eat blueberries, and Daniel is currently preoccupied. So I don't know, I guess I'll try and fix this little thing here. Whoever's in podcast land doesn't have any clue what I'm saying or what I'm fixing. I just made the map a little bigger, visually. I can't really make Daniel's map bigger because the aspect ratio is just, you know, if I try to scale it, it'll cut off, like, the left and the right. Also, the D&D session has begun, so now you might be able to hear a little bit of D&Ding going on in the background. Yeah, there's no way I can have even more of this wall to the left of this webcam cut off, is there? Like so. I need like a spacer. But this webcam doesn't have enough, like, things to help me do that, I think. What could I use? Why is there nothing around me? Oh wow. I just remembered that I have this thing, which makes music. That apparently was the last song I was working on, which sucks. Let's see what else we have. Oh yeah. That's the first one I ever did. Arr. Hello. Not, oh, that wasn't the first one at all. Hello. I have music.
Ooh.
Ah, there's more tiny insects on this thing. What the fuck? So, do we want to get the second episode going?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I think so.
What about cool. We started with me eating a skull center shark?
Good idea. Welcome back, everyone. Peter's about to eat a skull-flavored candy.
Yep, here it is. It's like, you know Scrabble? The game?
No, Scrabble.
It looks exactly like a Scrabble piece. Like the blank.
Interesting. Yes.
And I'll eat it now.
Oh.
Oh god.
Very sour?
Wow. But pretty good.
So is it the goo in the center is skull flavored? But all like
it's all skull flavored.
Oh, it's all skull flavored.
It was
okay.
Two different kinds of skulls? The outside and the inside?
Huh?
But it certainly both seemed to spell out skull.
Right. Yeah. Two unique flavors of skull.
Yeah,
a good skull is like a good cheese. There's a lot of different notes. Versatility.
Yeah, it was kind of more like, you know, Murray the skull from Monkey Island?
Oh! Sounds like something I maybe remember.
Yeah. Part of it kind of tasted like the way he is. Like just his
sure.
Personality, I guess you could say.
Oh, okay. Welcome back, everyone.
Oh, yeah, I'm fighting already.
Yeah, welcome back to our first random encounter. It's with a worm.
So,
welcome back to the dungeon.
Just so, I guess we do have to preface that last episode was hopefully skipped by anybody enjoying this in acoustic form. Because I forgot to do the thing that I was going to do, which is like grind and stuff. So instead of doing that between episodes, we did that last episode live, And we also drew two maps of the dungeon. Now we're back at the
chest surrounded by nothingness.
And we're trying to get to it.
The mystery chest.
Exactly that one. And now it's time to figure out how to get to that, as well as keep mapping out the dungeon in an attempt to get to that chest and eventually, hopefully, reach the point where we died two episodes ago.
And then not die.
Hopefully.
So, Pizza, my instinct is telling me maybe an invisible bridge. Do you have any instincts in this situation?
That's the only thing I can think of as well. I'm going to try every corner.
Yeah. If it's not an invisible bridge, then the only other thing it could be, I think, is a hidden switch somewhere in this maze.
Right, yeah.
In a room. You interact with a statue. Oh, the right arm wobbles. The monster a handshake? Yes or no? Action Valnar says yes. Click. Oh, that's the other thing that happened in the last episode. If you listened to the podcast and you read the description and it said, hey, skip to the next episode, you did miss this particularly important bit of lore. Valnar's now an asshole.
the pathetic Valnar died two episodes ago, as everybody witnessed, right? And if Valnar would take the same actions again, it would just lead to his demise all over again. So, in place of pathetic Valnar, there's now action Valnar.
Yeah.
Characterized by much more action-y actions.
And more of an attitude, I think.
For sure.
Alright, let's see.
So far, no luck. Can we interact with this
stone? So far, no luck. Yeah, maybe like a hidden switch in a stone. Imagine that.
What do you think is going to be in there? Like a safe stone?
Maybe two safe stones.
Wow. I hear these sell for like $300.
Wow.
It's like almost a PlayStation 5. Or maybe something useful. Like a weapon that we already bought. Uh-oh.
Oh, wait. My hopes are dwindling for...
Yeah, this isn't looking good.
Visible bridge.
I think I checked everywhere.
Ah, damn.
It's time to explore the cave.
Oh no.
Which also means it's time to map more, and mapping is surprisingly fun.
I agree.
Oh, by the way, dear viewers, you should be informed that Daniel is not able to see the map I'm drawing, while I'm able to see both of the maps that we are drawing.
I got no idea.
So I have a bit of an edge when it comes to this map off, but I'm not using it at all.
Oh, wait, hang on. Okay, wait. So we go down, okay. And then we hit another fork. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, sweet. We're good. Here on Team Dan.
You should only hit forks that have been mean to you.
Good one, Pizza.
Yeah, thank you. Pun intended. Oh, it's a dead end.
This is a double... I think I can see the top fork is also dead. Got like this little...
Oh, did we hit the fork so hard that it died?
Oh, no. But always look out for... Now that we know that hidden tunnels exist, anything is possible. Maybe there's a hidden tunnel to a secret switch.
Oh, well, doesn't look like there's one here.
There's a switch in that stalagmite.
I tried hitting it from the right, and as far as I can remember, RPG Maker 2K, there's no discernitation. That's certainly a word between from where you try to activate a single block of switch. Oh! We found a thing. Secret tunnel, as prophesized.
Yes! That was exciting. Ah!
Oh, my map is all out of focus. Focus. How can I fix that? I guess I can't. Ah, there we go. Perfect.
Man, these worms really slow things down, huh? Yeah. Is there a runaway option?
There is, but it would not require me. Yeah, instead of just hitting the space bar, I would, you know, have to navigate the menu.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even get anything for it.
Wow.
So, we now went down here, and there's a chest here. Then we can go up there. A serum.
Serum.
So if we ever get bitten by a snake, we know what to take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, if this is what worms look like in this game, imagine what a snake looks like.
I don't follow.
Well, worms are like little snakes.
Oh, really? I never knew.
Yeah.
I mean, they have no appendages, that much is true.
Mm.
Ah!
They are an appendage. Are you okay? Attacked by a bug in your home?
No, I just hit the webcam pointing at my map.
Ah.
It's a pretty crazy situation. I have a potted plant between me and the game now to be able to suspend this webcam in midair.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm playing through basically palm vision or something.
Are the viewers getting like a sort of jungle view of your map?
I'd love that, but only I get a jungle view of my map and everything else.
Great. Boy, I really don't know how the hell we're about to connect up to the rest of the map here.
Well, we might just come in to the top left of the...
The whole room.
Yeah. The whole room. What else would you call it?
The confounding pit.
How are we at constant full health suddenly? Oh, I know why.
Oh.
Because we regenerate health automatically and we are so strong that these don't damage us at all anymore. So we've regenerated up to full. Oh shit, where are we now?
To the right, would that meet back up with the whole room?
Maybe? Yes.
My map is based on that. Okay, cool.
Okay, Jesus, my map was a little off then.
Yeah, this corridor we're standing on is a little wider, a little longer in my map than it is in reality. But...
Uh-huh. Yeah, same. Different, but same. Okay, then we go here. And now we have a needless, stupid pillar in the middle.
Aha! Probably covered in secret switches!
What? No. I wish. You know, imagine that we fought so much that by the time we meet Rataxus again, we're like, okay, we certainly can take him now. And then we game over again, and it all starts happening again.
I can imagine that. Yeah, thinking back on two episodes ago when I pushed us into the unwinnable eventuality, the death path in this game, I was remembering all the times I've been in D&D groups in my life, and like people have ended up just being mad at me for doing something stupid and everybody dying, and me going like, oh, I thought it was going to be fun. And that's just the same thing again. Let's do the thing that sounds obviously stupid.
I'm also always the one to want to do these things, because I'm never convinced that they would actually lead to anybody's demise.
Yeah. Especially if everyone jumps in and does the stupid thing at once. But if the one stupid player, me, does the stupid thing, and then all the other players pretend to be sensible people, and they just step back and go, alright, cool, have fun. Then, yeah, you're going to be rolling up another halfling pretty soon. Because this guy can't fight a black pudding on his own. Goodbye, mortgage strong moth. Rest in peace.
Was that a... What kind of character was that?
Borgage Strongmoth was a... What was he? I forget. He lasted a couple hours and then died.
Wow.
And then I had to like make a new character on the fly, which I got relatively good at doing.
Okay, the center shock is now tasting like nothing. I'm gonna remove it from my orifice.
Yeah, good.
they turn into like a chewing gum.
Yuck. That rock in front of you.
Yeah.
It's encircled by grass.
I think I tried that, but I'll try it again. I would be so good.
You probably did try it.
I wish that would just be a secret switch. Oh no, I didn't try this one. I'll try it from every side. Nothing. Now this one. Nothing. Maybe we could summon a golem and the golem could convince the rock to be a hidden switch rock and then...
Yeah, it's like a really long rock under there.
What is this inconspicuous room? It can't be just a dead end. So close to the unsolvable puzzle. Just a room with no purpose? I don't believe that.
Well, let's kill two worms for 5 minutes and then we'll find out.
Yeah, this is fun.
It's all part and parcel of the RPG experience.
That's true.
New Yasha. Did you ever read any in New Yasha?
I kind of shied away from that one. It always really? Seemed a little dry to me.
These worms. That was one step. One step towards the wall that you are ready to investigate.
Yeah, but no.
Like, don't forget about us.
Want to look at a wall? Wait, worms first.
I started reading the Inuyasha manga before learning that it was like a big anime. The kind of anime that went over to America and was on TV, like after Dragon Ball Z kind of thing. And so people kind of knew about it. I really enjoyed the bit of the manga that... Hey!
Holy shit!
Oh, fuck! Not what I was expecting. Oh!
Okay. There's a fucking teleporter here.
Hang on. How do I...
Teleports you right onto the goddamn treasure. I don't even know how to draw this because it's bullshit. Okay, are you ready for me to open this chest?
Hang on, no. Yeah, absolutely. I need to be. I'm just gonna...
Viewers, listeners, are you ready for me to open this chest? Let's open it together. Let's open it on three. One, two, three. One Eternity Potion obtained. Oh, that's not too bad.
Eternity Potion.
They're like elixirs.
It's what that... Right.
Heals
what
Rigor.
That rich family turned into.
Right. Remember, kids, eating the rich yields great results.
Cures your Rigor.
Yeah. Rigor Mortis, I guess. We talked about this, I think.
Yeah, I think so. That not many things have the word Rigor in them.
Right.
Alright, well, my map makes perfect sense now.
Mine was just about to clear that last little bit of uncertainty. And then we're off to the top left of this map.
Off to the top left.
And then we have a third map layout to figure out. Yeah, and then we're done. Then we can sneak by Rataxus and be done with this shitty cave. How many earthworms would you rate this cave out of 10 earthworms?
This is like... It's been like 1,000 earthworms so far.
Yep. Like a centipede.
You know what? The tile set is boring and everything is samey, but the shapes of the map is kind of cool. There's not many straight lines, are there? It's very natural.
That's true. It's like made... It was made by earthworms.
Yeah. It's a very wormy cave.
Except for the teleporter, it takes you to a chest on an island.
Yes. The pigs must have made that bit.
Oh, yeah. That makes absolute sense.
The background, too, is quite wormy. I feel like if there had been some dialogue at the start where Valnar was like, oh, this is what these curved walls are strange. And Elaine could have been like, oh, don't you know about tunneling worms? Yeah, they build a whole... Wow.
I've started...
Peter, you've really accelerated the process here.
I've started to run away. I can't take it anymore.
Holy shit, we're booking it, listeners. Look at this pair of speedrunners over here. What are we about to save, reload, and then purchase the items that we knew that we were going to get because of the notes we took?
Oh shit, wait.
What's up the top?
Oh no, I completely forgot about the map and everything. My head just stopped doing
what it
was. Too
much of a speedrunner now.
I think when I went down that long hallway and then there was nothing at the end, I just kind of snapped.
She went crazy that day. Oh, a chest even.
What, another eternity potion?
You didn't even have to do a pig teleporter to get this one.
That's something that's got to be in Ratchet and Clank, a pig teleporter. It's like a completely natural occurrence in that game.
I wouldn't know. I never played that much Ratchet and Clank.
I almost bought the new one for PS5 recently, and then I didn't. It's
supposed to be great.
Yeah, it is.
Huh.
I have too many video games. I should stop buying them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how long we play King of Fighters today?
No, I don't.
But that was like the average time I spend on games I buy.
Okay, so...
Uh-oh.
One second. I've got a...
I have a problem.
Is it with your map?
A little. I need to rip paper now. And attach it on the other side of the same paper. Yeah. Sure, that's working, I guess. Okay. We came in and we went left and there's a chest. And we can also go up top. More, I do not know. Another eternity potion. This one didn't even require us to do anything. Really disappointed by that pig teleporter now.
Yeah.
I do love how you drew it though. Okay, so we can go right, we can go top. I think to the right, there's a Rataxus, actually.
So, wait. I've missed out on this, the bottom. Just describe it to me. Don't bother backtracking.
Well, I have to anyway. Because the top is just a bunch of lily pads. Yeah.
There's the lily pads there.
The bottom is like the weapon of the king of fucking... Where Ariel is from?
Oh, it's a trident.
It's a trident.
Okay.
Okay, and then the right trident piece splits off into a useless little cave. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Okay.
Here we are.
There's my map. Alright, so what are we, what's the plan here? Attack?
No. No, we're not gonna attack. I'm gonna skip until the just to refresh everybody's memories, we have Rataxus here, the vampire shonen who is talking to some kind of apparatus. A question mark voice talks back to him and it's about killing all of the vampires, even though he is a vampire himself. And we're kind of listening in on that. And now Elaine is like, what should we do? And we can say, we attack him, or we sneak past him. We attack him leads to us dying, so we would like to sneak past him.
Let's do it. Okay, back in the game, listeners. Welcome back. Ugh. Welcome back, Vampire Dawn.
Here we are.
Welcome back, Pizza. Welcome it's been back. A long road.
Yep, took a while. Took a lot of mapping to get here. I'll take Elaine. Elaine says, if you say so.
If you say so, yeah. Stay in your own Elaine, Pizza.
What? see Abraxas just walking past us, and now we are in control again. And we can we can approach the vampire machine.
Love the vampire machine. What's this strange device?
Surely he didn't talk to the statue, did he?
Doubtful. If it were alive, it would have noticed us by now.
Who did he talk to, then? This stuff reminds me of the device Asghar has standing.
Around in his magic chamber.
But it doesn't look like its purpose is to make soul stones.
Here's a button.
Be careful.
Let's see what happens.
Ooh, question mark voice says, what is it, Abraxas?
Oh, cool.
Damn it, come on, tell me what you want. Don't you dare cross me. Bring me the two vampires' heads.
So wait, did we not hear the first conversation? Oh, no, we did. Okay, I thought this was like new information to them. Like, what? Abraxas is going to kill us? Oh, no! Or something. But no.
No.
That's wrong.
Yeah, maybe the two vampires specifically was new information. Maybe.
It's a communication device.
So Abraxas was his name, .. He didn't know all this time.
Do you recognize the voice?
No, but we really should get out of here now. This is what Walna says, just kind of dodges that question, I guess.
I wonder who that was. He said he was a vampire.
Let's go. I bet Abraxas is going to return soon.
Let's go.
Okay, we're going. Are we out? We're out of here. Oh, there's the machine that we fell on top of in front of. Elaine says, the hole that we fell through down here is... What? The hole that we fell through down here is up there.
Here is up there. Right. You transform into a bat again?
Oh, I think she was saying, the hole that we fell through down here is up there. Yeah?
Makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense, I guess.
Very clear.
She says, I hope so. I don't know how Abraxas even accomplished it too.
End my transformation just like that.
Okay, I'll try. And your girlfriend must wait.
I'll take us back to the castle.
Alright, then we just go to Klenna tomorrow.
I'll try again.
Okay, this time it worked. We are now a vampire bat flying back through the castle.
I do like that little false start, because it had me thinking, oh no, we're going to have to deal with Abraxas in this cave some more. Yeah, it got me.
We landed. Valna says, very well, Elaine. We'll talk about everything tomorrow. For now, I better.
Some rest.
You are enviable if after all that you're still able to sleep.
Good night, Elaine.
Good night, Valna.
Friends again.
Fade to black. Oh, back to the framing narrative. Your turn.
So Abraxas only killed for blood and money?
Yes, mostly. He was just the pawn of an even more powerful vampire.
Oh, Pizza, I forgot what it feels like to have like a script to read and a story to go through. We've been in that cave so long.
Yeah.
Being map makers. Seasonal map makers. And that vampire wanted all other vampires in the world killed. I bet I know who it is.
it's definitely not going to be the only other person.
Only that... other vampire? No, or you... even person?
It's not even a vampire, so it certainly can't be Vincent Vineyard.
You know, he's not a vampire.
No, he kills vampires.
Does that, Count Dracula looking motherfucker? This is not a vampire.
No. Grandson says, but why?
You're going to find out eventually. After all, I want to keep the suspense.
Oh, sorry, you lost all of that when you introduced Vincent Vineyard. Grandson says, fine.
Anyway, Abraxas seemed to be very powerful. So powerful, in fact, that he was able to influence
the magic of other vampires. And so Valna, Elaine, and Asghar had a new enemy to face.
A strong and very powerful vampire.
And what happened next?
Well, Valna rested for now, and he was able to get the sleep of the undead very quickly.
Is that an expression?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Elaine, on the other hand, woke up Asghar and told him everything.
He was angry that Elaine went away alone with Valna, but he was even more angry at
Abraxas, who dared to hurt his beloved Elaine. And he wanted to know the reason, as...
Well, why Abraxas wanted to kill every vampire, and who was ordering him to do that?
But during the same evening, somewhere else, occurred something very important.
As well.
Alright, do we get a save prompt, perhaps? We do.
Yeah, we do.
What's the Daniel clock say?
Let me check the Daniel clock. Ah, more time.
More time? Episode.
Yeah.
Awesome. How? What is this? Oh. Wow, so many new voices! whose turn is it?
Your turn, because I said as well.
Perfect, okay.
And so I...
I have to remove this plant. I can't read.
I thought you had like a... I don't know. I don't know what I was picturing. A restrictive choker, to be honest. And you're like, oh, I can't do like a kingly voice with this on.
Wait, I'm here. This is... I'm gonna have jungle cam. One second. Oh, this... Yeah. Okay, yeah. Jungle cam is in effect. So...
And so I think it is inevitable. The silver production needs to be...
Wow, that's a perfect sleeping sound. That's Father Josh, by the way, who's doing that. We are looking at... Is that called a round table?
It's like a big sort of administrative meeting in like a castle is happening.
Yeah, we got... Jesus, we got so many people here in this room. Everybody looks super unique.
It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 sprites. Some look like witches, some look like... old wizards, some look like warriors, some look like kings and purpley greeny queens.
There's sheets of paper in front of the queen and the king on the table, and there's chandeliers.
The one who I thought was a witch is actually this Father Josh, so it's actually just like a very orthodox looking beast.
And he's asleep.
Hat. Yeah.
Next, Karina Heldar says...
Oh.
Father, pull yourself together.
None of these people have pink hair. Who could she have been?
Maybe she's covered by the text box.
King Gerald. Pizza, give me a little snippet of the voice you did. I've forgotten what it was.
Something like,
furthermore, I like to remind...
Something like that?
Furthermore, I like to remind the knights that the use of the curtains is...
Yeah, that's what I was going for. Sir F. Fear thinks to themselves, yeah, again, it's all the knight's fault now.
Corin Heldar thinks to herself, Sir Esthia looks like he thinks the king is blaming the knights for everything again. However...
I think it's justified. After all, no woman was ever accepted into the king's knighthood, and...
Besides... What?
King goes on, whereby I get onto the taxes, which have been gathered quite irregularly recently, and...
Another character, Joanna Ayres, thinks to themself, herself, oh boy, now we're at the taxes again for the millionth time.
Father Josh snores loudly.
Sir Esther thinks to himself, taxes irregularly gathered? Why doesn't he just do it himself?
Melissa Array, whoever that is, short silver hair.
They're all like androgynes. I can't tell.
Yeah, I guess a Melissa is female.
A Melissa is it? Yeah.
Suppose. She says, indeed, you are absolutely right, my king. The tax collectors have become very...
unreliable lately. I think we should.
And then Corinna Helda, she's red-haired, by the way, thinks... figures that this dopey cow is kissing his ass again.
Dopey cow. Melissa didn't look like a dopey cow. She was like a, I don't know.
Good tomboy. Oh,
Father Josh sleep song. Yeah.
Corinna Helda, the person that just talked, says, Father, pay attention, damn it.
Father Josh. Grumble, humph, ump. Back to sleep.
And she says, useless.
King Gerald. However, in my opinion, the farmers should possibly grow more corn.
What a great king.
That's good.
Oh no, it must be the redhead person then, in the middle. The Corinna Helgaard.
Oh! That may be.
So we heard footsteps and the king goes, hmm? Somebody comes walking in. Looking like a priest of sorts? Oh, it's just a servant.
Name servant. My lord, a truly strange message just arrived per carrier pigeon.
Let me see.
The king says.
Okay, so pause. I'm just shutting my eyes. Because I don't want to read on. When that whole thing went down with that woman who we threw off the balcony...
Yeah.
I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool if she knew that her time was up and her chances of escape were pretty low, because maybe she heard the screams of the queen and she saw them die as she nipped up the staircase or something, and then she put a come help us note in the carrier pigeon, help, a vampire's killing me right now, and sent it off to the king. And that was her secret revenge, is that she told all in her final moments to the carrier pigeon. But maybe let's see what the message says. Maybe it's something much less active than that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like, oh, this is an interesting puzzle. Let's send some knights or something. I don't know.
Let's find out. The king says... It says the mayor of Melsan hasn't heard from the Eldanes for a long time, and that he is
concerned because of that. He asks of us to send a small troop of knights to check on them.
Yeah, so option two.
Damn it. I honestly didn't... I was looking out my window into the night instead of at the screen.
I think...
If I just looked down, I would have had my question answered.
That is an excellent idea. Then we can also gather the taxes from them while we are at it.
Which is not an insignificant amount. Sir Esther, what do you think?
I'm going to prepare a small troop at once, my king. We will need a ship that will...
get us to the castle of the Aldeans. Danes.
This should not be a problem. I will prepare a ship for you.
Excellent. That way we'll have reached the castle already by tomorrow.
Good. That will be it. Next, I will get to the bumpiness of the mountains.
Father Josh sleeps on. Honkshu, honkshu.
And that's that scene.
Right, when it wasn't all brackets, that was pretty fun. But when it's everybody thinking to themselves, it's like a nightmare to read.
Yeah. Old man just talks over the void here and says... Oh, is it my... Yeah, it is my turn. You were just snoring.
And so, snoring. A few knights set off to the castle.
The next morning, Asghar, Valnar, and Elaine flew back to the mountains where...
They met Abraxas, but the mountains were big.
And bumpy.
Yeah, the bumpiness of them.
Oh, cool crows.
Ooh. So where is the entrance? Cool, we're back in Vampire Town.
Yeah, as the old man just said, Asghar, Valnar, and Elaine just landed approximately where they fell through the mountain into Abraxas's earthworm cave.
Yeah, they gotta look around for a vampire-shaped hole in the ground.
Exactly.
Decision to put two identical crow sprites up there, both doing the same animation in unison, is fucking insane.
Right? It is. It's like you have a brush and you just kind of paint stuff and then, oh, you hit two tiles by accident. Oh, well. Balna says, I'm not sure.
Asghar, we crashed into the mountains.
But the entrance must be somewhere, I'm sure of it.
Well then, let's start looking. Maybe Abraxas is even dumb enough to show up in his own.
We will see. Okay, so we walk around.
Is that a cactus? A mountain cactus down below us.
Oh yeah, that cactus is... my favorite character on Terranigma, because you encounter that cactus just after you've learned to talk to plants, and you can talk to the cactus, and I love the cactus.
Cool.
Eventually you free the humans.
What the hell is this?
Oh yeah, we're facing a terrible looking bug monster.
A mantis with a single beady eye. Pincers.
Four legs.
Mouth fun. Yeah.
What do you call a knee? Like, what kind of term one layer up basically is a knee?
What?
Joint? A joint, exactly. That.
Cool.
That insect had two joints per leg.
Mm.
Or like if the foot is a joint, it had three even. Or if where it connects to the hip is a joint, it has four even. What I'm saying is it has two knees per leg. It
does have two knees. Their eyes are different, sprite to sprite.
So what I'm thinking is that the eye is translucent and it looks different because the background.
Oh, yes, you're correct.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can even see it when you hit it, and it flashes red. Like, the eye doesn't completely flash red.
Yeah.
Because it has some alpha to it or whatever.
That's weird. These are quite reminiscent of some enemies from, what's it called? No. Damn it.
Fantasy Star,
bingo.
Wow,
you got it in
one. Out of all the RPGs.
Well, that worm was just like a Fantasy Star enemy.
Right.
I've only played Fantasy Star 2. The starting location is like basically like an older pixel art style of those worms and these mantises.
Oh shit, thanks for reminding me. I need to play Fantasy Star on the Switch immediately.
I've got Fantasy Star on the Switch because I downloaded the Sega collection.
There's
so
a thing.
I've got like.
There's a thing about that collection that I don't want to ruin for you.
Oh, okay.
But I can't use that collection, unfortunately, because of that. You might not give a shit at all.
I don't want to ruin it.
Even if you knew. But I might potentially ruin it for you.
I mean, I need to know now.
Oh, there's a new enemy first. There's a griffin.
There is. It's a griffin.
Reminds me of the one funny scene of Family Guy that I think is funny. Out of all the Family Guy.
They're griffins, aren't they? Mr. Griffin? Baby Griffin?
Sorry, what?
The Family Guy family.
Yeah.
The
Griffins. That are griffins.
Is that part of the joke?
Yeah, there's a scene where he tries to come up with a fake name, and he looks around the room, and what he sees is a pea, then somebody crying, and then a griffin. So he says, pea, tear, griffin, and it's just his name.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Especially because there's just a fucking griffin flying through the cafeteria to make the joke possible.
That's funny.
The thing about the Sega Mega Drive collection, or Genesis collection, I guess.
Tell me.
It has input delay. The entire collection has massive input delay. So there are releases for the Switch of the Sonic games, like Sonic 1, Sonic 2. And if you play these on the Switch, they're fine to play. But if you play the versions from the collection, you press jump, and Sonic doesn't jump until you've already released your finger again from the button.
I'm sure.
And that fucking drives me nuts.
Yeah, I bet. I feel like I can remember. I mean, I've only really played Phantasy Star, and maybe, you know, dabbled in a couple of the other, I don't know, White Axe sorcery something or other, I don't know, trash. So it's not gonna. I think I can pretty happily keep on playing Phantasy Star, knowing there's a little delay.
Yeah, I hope you will. I don't want to ruin anything, but that's just like what I. Anytime the collection gets mentioned, I'm like so angry at Sega.
It must be because they've gone with the whole, oh, you're sitting in a virtual bedroom, and the games are taking place on a CRT monitor, which is, you know. You can have the game mode set so that you're actually like sat back from the monitor, and there's like a CRT monitor with the game sort of, you know, mapped onto it, so it's bending a little bit at the edges and stuff.
You know what's even cooler? That game has virtual reality support, and you can just sit in that room for real with a virtual reality headset.
Oh wow!
I did that. It's pretty fun.
I've never done anything in VR. I've never worn a virtual reality headset or anything.
Wow. There's just so much potential to blow your mind with stuff then.
Yeah, totally.
I remember the time in Minecraft where I just walked up to a wall and it wouldn't get blurry, and my brain just couldn't comprehend why I was so close to a wall that was not blurry. There's so much stuff that it's like just like crazy to see. Okay, well, what are we doing? We're just walking around this mountain and fighting griffins and insects and nothing's happening.
Is that the hole that we fell through? Look at that. Vampires equal that.
Are we
massive crater?
I failed to escape the griffins, so now I gotta kill the griffins. I guess I could try to escape again, but I'm upset now. That's the griffins.
We like... Yeah, totally. Are we way higher level than Asgard now? We're like level 6 or 7, right?
Oh yeah, that might be true. Though he was a way higher level than us previously, I think. So we might have evened out?
It's pretty cool. It's a great way of doing it. I like that a lot.
Also, next time we're gonna like be able to chill in Asgard's party basement. We're gonna get so many new spells and shit and golems and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 2 levels above him
that.
That's not the hole.
No. Thank God we're not mapping this.
Yeah, it's... How would you even map it? It's just a flat, open rectangle, right?
Yeah, but with, like, sort of arbitrary cliff barriers coming up and down.
Yeah. I like that.
Reminds me of like,
oh,
before I had like, I don't know, in the days when I was a kid and I would just play any video game that I had. I played the Lord of the Rings Game Boy Advance game, and it was just a lot of this kind of wide open, flat, arbitrarily shifting in an elevation plane.
I remember that game. Item. But it wasn't. The game itself wasn't too bad. It was kind of fun, actually.
I don't remember having any fun.
Okay, I never played it, so I'm saying that without any right to.
Boy Advance games are a weird, like, hole in terms of quality in my video game experience. I played a lot of trash on the GBA.
Mm. The Metroid games are fantastic. Should play both of them.
For me, it was mostly Lord of the Rings, Jackie Chan Adventure.
Ooh.
Some kind of horrible aerial combat dogfighting game.
Mm.
I can imagine.
Asuka has had enough of this shit. Why don't you do the Asuka? I love your Asuka.
Yeah. I had enough. I don't feel like looking for this Abraxas anymore.
We are going to return to the castle now.
Sooner or later, he will show up, and then he will pay.
Walna says, you're probably right. We will never find the entrance anyway.
All right. Then.
And we're off.
We're off. We're a bat. Was that really a totally pointless... That sucked.
Yeah, that's, you know, RPG Maker games... Sometimes... if you don't have a room full of people who get paid to tell you that's probably a waste of time for the player, you're not gonna cut it out because you made it.
Yeah. So here's the whole point of having done that, is that we get back to Asgard's castle written in blood across the screen, and Elaine says, something's not right here.
Oh, Asgard says, you're right. I smell humans.
But you have a lot of skeletons in the castle. They're watching out, right?
Yes. But they are also not particularly smart.
Okay. Mm. Oh no! Ronex in distress.
We have to rid the castle of the vermin, says Asgar. Apropos of nothing? So we've walked into the castle and in the entry room there's just blood on the ground. And our Minotaur is jumping up and down.
Yeah, that's really it. Let's talk to the Minotaur.
Pizza. Yeah. Pizza. Could this be the skeleton's blood?
What?
Hope nothing happened to them. Maybe they came through and they killed all our skeletons, and this is all that's left, this blood on the ground.
Of the skeletons?
But maybe that would be what's happening.
Whatever skeletons in the... In the entrance hall?
I mean, no.
Could have been zombies.
Maybe not. Oh, maybe this was the soldiers who turned up, and this is their blood.
Yeah, or maybe Ronak just threw up a bunch.
Eating a few too many prisoners, maybe.
Yeah. Ronak says,
Master, finally you have returned.
What's going on, Ronak?
Knights, Master! Knights showed up and are now storming the castle!
They are too many, Master! I could only stop a few!
Those nasty insects! Come, you two, we will take care of this problem.
Certainly, says Elaine.
I feel like my Asuka is getting increasingly racist.
Racist against who? I'm curious.
Yeah, I don't know, people with that kind of accent.
I think you're allowed to be racist against Transylvanians.
Okay, that's good then. Oh yeah, my boss at work is Romanian. That's probably why I heard that.
There you go.
So he's a vampire, effectively.
So, Action Valnar thinks, but we should tear them apart.
Yeah, but we should tear them apart. They are not all humans, we should tear them apart.
Yeah, so that's a funny way of putting it, Action Valnar. You bet we will, says Asgar.
I stay here and make sure nobody else gets in, says Ronak with varying pitch.
No, you make sure that nobody escapes.
For this insolence, they must all die painfully.
Well, let's look for the leader of these knights.
Here are some potions for you, Master.
Wow.
healing phials, 3 blood phials, 1 eternity potion, and 1 save stone received.
Yeah, I can't get enough of those eternity potions. They're rare, you know.
Yeah, rare.
So, do we want to do this next time or now?
Yeah, we just got a save stone, right? So let's maybe save stone it out of here.
All right, yeah. Because I know that now this entire castle is random encounter town, and I'm not looking forward to do this right now. Okay, so our save fortune cookie of the day is a picture of allegedly Vincent Vaynard, who still looks like fucking Dracula, with the quote, "Blood will flow. It matters not from where." So, I don't know. I don't know if I trust that Vincent Vaynard guy.
Yeah, not sure he's... Yeah.
Okay, that was it.
Oh.
We saved.
That was it.
We also got 99 weak souls, by the way. I wish we could carry more than 99, because then we would have 999. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the way capped out. But oh well.
Oh well. Oh well.
Oh well.
Yeah. What episode has it been? What episode are we up to? It's like 13 or something, right?
Every time I upload an episode, I have to look at like what the last episode's number was to know where the hell we are at.
Yeah.
Also to round this episode out.
To say,
While you say whatever you were going to say, I'm going to eat the Ghost Center shot. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was thinking this feels like episode number 12. So doing the maths, maybe I'm like one behind and it's episode 13. But more importantly, listeners and viewers, Pizza is now eating a ghost flavored candy.
Ah.
So we get to hear, how does it compare to skull flavored candy?
Just as I thought. It's... Like, personally, I like the skull inferior? Flavor more. I wouldn't say it's inferior. It's like, you know, the relation of a skull to a ghost isn't necessarily the ghost is inferior to the skull or vice versa. But yeah, it certainly carries the quality of ghost.
I picture a ghost tasting fizzy.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, it definitely does, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you would compare it, the skull tastes more like a similar word to fizzy, but with more use than eyes in the word.
That like would fuzzy.
Yeah, like fuzzy, but not fuzzy. More like scuzzy or luzzy or
luzzy.
Something like that.
Yeah. Like the difference between tinny and woody.
Mm-hmm.
It's the skull and the ghost relationship.
Yeah.
When I was thinking to myself, I wonder which one tastes better, ghost flavor candy or the skull flavor candy. At first, I was like, oh, a ghost flavor candy would taste better. I bet ghosts taste better than skulls. But then I realized probably ghosts taste like, I don't know, like they would like something bad would happen to you if you ate a ghost. But a skull, it's pretty much skulls inside what people eat anyway these days. You know, not that far away from actual food flavor.
You know?
Probably tastes a little bit of like leather or jerky or something.
Also, ghost bread and stuff goes right through, yeah. So, That was a callback to the Faxanadu Let's Play.
Oh, I didn't pick it up. I'm sorry, pizza. I've watched that Let's Play twice.
Wow, I like that. That's one of the Let's Plays that I can still like. Take.
And that game has such a look to it, Faxanadu.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I don't even know what the word for it is, but like, it's like lichen. Like, a field of naturally growing mold or moss or something. It's very textural. It's a textural-looking game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm making myself clear, but it feels kind of like everything's carved out of rock and there's stuff growing on it too.
Totally. The first act like seems entirely like carved out of wood or chiseled out of rock.
There's no clean surfaces. There's no smooth concrete or steel or anything. It's all kind of like, I don't know. Something about that whole game feels kind of like it's made of lichen.
Mm-hmm. See? Yeah, it's a very cool product.
I recommend it. Everyone check out Pizza Makes Games Faxanadu Let's Play.
Yeah, I'll play it for yourself. Either way.
I'll play it for yourself. I mean, would you liken Faxanadu to? It's like Zelda 2.
Yeah, right? Honestly, I'd say rather watch the Let's Play because I know what the fuck you have to do most of the time. And that's why it's bearable. If you don't, it's probably terrible.
Yeah. Terrible, not terrible.
Unbearable.
Mm-mm. All right, well, Daniel Clark says, go to bed, Dan. Position yourself on top of the bed and fall asleep.
So, we're happy to welcome you next time to the Funhouse, everybody, where we will have another round of D&D coming up in the neighboring room.
Tell your friends about the Funhouse. If you keep your receipts for the front house, you get 15% discount on the chips at the food court or whatever.
Yeah, don't forget to check out the air hockey machine in the neighborhood.
The air hockey machine.
In the second floor, we got karaoke too. It's a disco ball.